It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This was not the plan, am I the jerk, but screw it.
Nah.
Whoever wrote in, hold on till tomorrow.
Omaha.
I truly felt bad for Subway for the business. My dad brought his own chips into Subway, two bags with chip clips in his backpack, and he just whipped them out like it was okay and normal. And I was horrified.
Were they the family size bags of chips too? The big bag? Uh-huh. I'm already knowing.
Uh-huh. And he was not ashamed.
Nope.
He didn't care. And people do this all the time.
People
bring food into the movies.
Think about it.
People bring their own sauces. People bring ketchup and ranch in their purse, which is not as bad.
You bring your own food to the beach?
Isn't it offensive to the business? And is it even allowed? Because Subway sells chips, DZ.
Oh, yeah.
And now you're going into somebody's business. Isn't that messed up?
What if he had only bought in chips at Subway and then made his own sandwich?
Even worse.
You know what I'm saying? Think about the flip. Then it's like, you really didn't need to come here if all you came was for the chips.
Well, and people were writing, you know, on my Facebook when I posted this that, well, at least he bought a sandwich and a drink. Like, now it's okay that he brought all of his own food in. And I'm like, I don't know about that, though.
He made half the purchase.
I actually, as much as it's amazing to save money, I don't know if I agree with it. I think it's a bit of a jerk move to the business.
You definitely are taking money out of the business's pocket, right?
Right.
But in my heart, it's not a mom and pop. And a lot of these, like,
Subway is not
place,
fair enough.
A lot of these, whatever.
Some are franchise, though.
Some are franchises.
And they're on their own.
And they are on their own. That's what I was going to say. Like, I know some are. A lot aren't. Mm-hmm. But some are, and they've got support from the major conglomerate, whatever. But, man, think about it like this.
Yeah.
Had y'all only purchased the subs and the drinks or whatever, and then left.
And then he opened his own chips, I'd be like, cool.
Whatever. Cool. You go to the park and then you guys have chips. Right.
Fine.
But it's because y'all sat at the restaurant and ate.
And I was so embarrassed. And everybody was loving
looking?
It. I don't know, because I was so horrified. I don't think I was looking. I was so embarrassed. I was like, I can't believe my dad just brought chips with a chip clip on top. He took them out of his pantry and put them in his backpack. Multiple flavors of chips.
Yeah, no, he did it with intention. He knew
and
what then, he was doing when he left the house with those chips.
Brought them out like, and I got my chips. You know, come at me.
Fight me.
What's up? I'm telling you.
You're trying to scrap.
Granted, my dad's from the East Coast. This is the New York in my dad, by the way.
He really said, fight me.
For real. He wouldn't have cared if you told him. He would have been like, nope.
Nope.
So I'm telling you, is he a jerk?
I mean, I'm going to let you answer first.
Okay, I think he's a jerk for bringing his own food into the restaurant. I think that's a jerk move, dude.
Because this is your pops, right?
This is my dad.
This is your dad. This is the Faja.
Yes.
This is Fada Ali.
Who I'm only scared of once a year.
It's maybe twice.
Since I've gotten older.
All right. So you're saying, yeah, jerk. Your pops is a jerk.
It's a jerk move to bring food into a restaurant that already has the same food.
Right. They sell the items that you're, that you're eating.
100%.
Yeah, that you brought from home.
It's people texting in, inflation is real. I agree, but it's still...
That ain't a lie.
Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, but
the cheap person in me gets it too.
I 100% kind of support it. I don't want to be this guy, bro, because... Okay, I'll bust myself out, man. If I can, I don't anymore. But when in the lesser days, right? Mm-hmm. We used to bring our own snacks into the movie theater religiously.
We went to Walgreens without even flinching to get all of the food we brought in the movies when I was a kid.
Oh, So there's no difference to me because they sell all of that same candy at the concession stands.
But see, I go and I buy food now because I know Marcus Theaters is local. I know I'm supporting a Wisconsin, you know, company at the core.
Listen.
But that doesn't mean I don't consider sneaking candy.
Hold this against me if you want, bro, but I'm trying to be rich. I'm trying to set generational wealth rich. I'm trying to not just take care of myself. I'm trying to take care of the generations to come rich. Mm-hmm. And if you're telling me your pops done figure that out by couponing and bringing his own chips to Subway,
I'm telling you.
Almost swore. I will be him. You know what? I'm 10 toes, not the jerk. Fight me.
Destiny wrote in and said gangster.
I can't say no, not the jerk.
She said not the jerk. Okay, is my dad the jerk for bringing his own chips, a full chip clip, half eaten from the pantry at home, multiple bags, and whipping them out at the table at Subway on vacation and going, who wants Cool Ranch? Who wants regular? Sun chips, anyone?
She brought the sun chips too.
I wanted to die.
That's a gangster move, man. I mean, not patronizing the business sucks. That is jerky behavior. 100% not 100% jerky behavior, but that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do.
I see the phones going. Okay, 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call that number. Is my dad a jerk for bringing his own food into the restaurant? We'll talk to you next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, just like that, my own father landed on Am I the Jerk today. And I want to know if my dad's the jerk. I was embarrassed, that's for sure. My dad whipped out his own chips, chip clip and everything. Big family-sized bags of chips at Subway.
Yeah.
When I was in Florida and I was like, I can't think my dad's doing this at the table. He's bringing his own food into the restaurant. Ew.
Let me be clear. Had this been my father, mortified. Definite
I
jerk. 1,000%.
Thank you.
But since it's your dad.
You know what?
This is gangster.
Forget all
not
y'all.
Not the jerk.
Everybody's loving this story but me. You're right. Absolutely. Amber's in Milwaukee. We'll start with her this morning. Hi, Amber.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Is my dad the jerk for bringing his own chips, already opened with chip clips on them, by the way,
half eaten,
into Subway and whipping them out at the table like, it's just allowed. Here we go, everybody.
Absolutely not the jerk.
Boom. Yes.
Why?
So I worked at McDonald's for a really long time, and they have the senior coffee discount thing, whatever.
Yeah.
So people would come in all the time with their own breakfast that their wives made them just to get their senior coffee.
Are you joking?
And eat breakfast at McDonald's?
These old dudes that sit there for hours, like my father.
The
my father,
heads.
Honest to God, is one of them. My dad sits at McDonald's for hours with a newspaper.
With the homies?
And he'll have like the New York Times and the New Yorker. He reads like for hours.
Yeah. Yeah, just chilling, enjoying his day.
All the time.
Yep.
You'll forget where he's at.
With the friends.
And he would probably do some stuff like that's so... But is that okay? What about the business? Who's trying to make money?
Oh, it didn't bother any of us.
I mean, think about it. Like, Mr. McDonald's going to come down and go, hey, you know, Ronald's going to come out the woodwork and yell at you talking about something. I need you to buy a McMuffin right now.
Yeah, right.
Like, hey, you got your coffee discount, man. Listen, I respect it. It sounds a little crazier doing that because it's food.
Yeah.
Not just like chips on the side.
I think in my mind, it's like, it's so rude to bring in a food that the business already sells instead of, then you're like, that's someone's livelihood in my mind. But I get it. There's all the people that work there that don't give a damn. them. They're like, this ain't our livelihood.
And I was going to say, they're all getting their money. They're hourly. They're still getting paid whether you buy exactly. something or not. I'm getting my bread.
Uh-huh.
Yo.
All right, Amber says not the jerk in Milwaukee this morning.
Thank you, Amber.
Bye.
Take care.
Tanya in Kenosha texted NDZ. She said he's the jerk.
No.
She said, however, he wouldn't have been if they didn't have the item. She's saying it's that they had the chips.
Sure. Okay.
Versus like when I bring my keto snacks in, it's only my desserts. It's because they don't have them in the restaurant. I sneak those in my bag all the time. So and maybe I am the jerk.
No, I'm not going to lie. Hold on, though, because this not to get sidetracked.
Yeah.
In those situations when it's dietary or cultural restrictions, mm-hmm. stuff like that, mm-hmm. I think there should be like a permissible like pass.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like a medical card or something that you show them like, hey, no, I could bring my own snacks into the movie theater.
Here's my medical card. I lost 150 pounds.
I'm keto.
Don't mess with me. I know what I'm doing over here.
I'm gluten-free. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, something like that. Mm-hmm. That'd be a nice thing.
Well, Gigi's in New Berlin this morning. Let's pull her up. Hi, Gigi.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Well, so my dad brought his own chips into Subway. I wanted to die. And now I want to know if he's the jerk, because I was so embarrassed.
What do you say?
Definitely not the jerk.
Hey, two for two, baby.
Why, though? Why?
Well, you know, I too am a parent. I have a 5-year-old son that is super picky. Mm-hmm. And there's multiple times where we have gone out to eat and we've had to bring him his own something yeah. that he will eat because mm-hmm. he won't eat there.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Uh-huh. Doesn't yep. want nothing so off the kids' menu.
We're still supporting. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, and he won't eat off the kids' menu. Mm. We went into a pizza place. He had his peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
See, but you guys still bought food, right? Y'all still ate. Y'all still ordered, drank, you know, all that. All ate your fill, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
And kids are different. This totally. Is a grown man uh-huh. bringing his own chips, just hard refusing to eat that chips, that even though they're the same kind.
And can I say something else? People text in and wrote on my Facebook things like this. Exactly. They said, I feel like that the older generation just gets a pass, LOL. And I'm like,
why?
But why? My dad is just as smart as you guys. You think my dad doesn't know what's going on? You
right.
think he doesn't know what he's doing? My dad is actually probably smarter than a lot of us. And you're like, oh, he's old. He gets a pass.
No.
He knows exactly what he's doing, you guys.
Oh,
this
of course.
Is not. Stop yep. that. He lived a whole life and he was young like us, okay?
And he got away with it too, boy.
Because he's old.
Let the sweet old man be. Meanwhile, he's menacingly rubbing hands together, all maniacal, like, whoa.
What the hell?
Plan executed perfectly.
I'm telling you what, Gigi. Gosh. All right.
Hey, Gigi backs it up. Double says, not uh-huh. the jerk. Leave him alone.
Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Gigi.
Bye. Somebody said, anyways, the jerk. This is on our text line. You don't bring food from outside places into an establishment that sells food or drink.
People do all the time.
You know, let's go to Paulina, last but not least. She got her own theme song because she called 5 days in a row and actually got in, which is the hardest part. Paulina.
Morning.
Hey.
Hey,
good
girl.
Morning.
Paulina, okay. My dad embarrassed me, but everybody seems to think he's not the jerk for bringing his own food into Subway. What are we thinking here?
Maybe Paulina will hold you down.
So,
please.
I am going not the jerk, and here's why.
Shit.
I used to be the general manager at the Cousin Subs in Jackson, right? So,
okay.
And the funny thing about our Cousin Subs is we were actually
cousins.
Attached to a gas station. So people all the time would buy subs from us, and then they would go to the gas station and get their chip of choice, and then come back and eat at our tables. And it didn't bother me because they have bigger bags of chips and they have more of a selection at the
sure.
gas station. So I'm like, you know, maybe they wanted some barbecue twists with their sandwich and we don't got those.
Yum.
So, you know, but the important thing is that he bought the more expensive item. Okay. So it would have been totally different if he like bought some chips and then ate a whole sandwich.
That's what I said. That would have been backwards. Then I would have made him say jerk.
Did you not hear me say he went through the whole coupon book and while Owen watched? And Owen said, you know what Owen said when we left Subway? I go, I'm so embarrassed Grandpa brought those chips in. And he goes, yeah, but we got a free sub and a free cookie, so.
I mean, come on now. You better
hey, that's
respect
what those
it.
Coupons are for, though.
Not
that's
only,
what those coupons are for.
If the company didn't want you to use the coupons, they wouldn't send them.
Fine, but I'm
they
just
give
saying,
them those coupons to get people to come. So,
exactly, because then you buy two subs instead of just one, or you buy three subs because you get
fine.
One free.
I mean, they used to go to the gas station and bring their own chips. I didn't see anything yeah. wrong with it. They're still getting subs from us. They're still giving us some business, you know?
I like what Paulina is saying.
Perfect logic.
I
great explanation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what would be the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. You wouldn't think nothing of it, and he bought the more expensive item.
Nothing
even
at all.
Though one was free, you know, he still bought the more expensive item.
Okay, fine.
Right.
You know what? I'll back off. He's my dad. So I'll back off, and I will say not the jerk. Fine. My dad can bring his own chips into Subway because he bought sandwiches and a drink and all that stuff. Fine.
Appreciate your call, Paulina. We got her to change. Oh, yes.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
It's my dad. That's why I'm horrified by the whole thing.
Did you not hear me say? Yes. If it would have been my dad, he 1,000% would have been the jerk. Yeah, I would have been like, 10 toes down on it.
I would have done what you did. Your dad's awesome. Look at your dad. Come saving on. Money.
You're saving money, bro. Listen, but when you see me bringing my own chips now, just know your dad inspired that.
Okay. Well, now everybody's going to think they can bring their own chips. And now Subway's going to call me and we're going to have a problem. And I'm like, Subway, I'm sorry. I love you.
It's your problem, not mine.
It's your fault for being next to a gas station.
Forward them to your father. Let him have that conversation.
100%. All right. Thanks for everyone's input today. I'll read all your texts in a minute. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.